It's the Live 88.5 Startup, and Jim Bray is the Live 88.5 Car Crasher. His auto reviews are available through live88.5.com. Click on the blogs. There's a startup blog there, and you'll find a link to Jim's good stuff, and he's on the line with us this morning. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning. Right, so what did you think of the smart car, the Smart 4.2?
Well, I have to admit, I thought it was going to take a lot and a long time before I found something I didn't like as much as the Volkswagen new Beetle convertible I drove a month or so back.
Right.
And within 5 minutes of getting behind the wheel of the Smart 4.2, I was ready to give it back.
Oh.
I think that is by far the worst, the dumbest car I've ever driven. I really don't understand that vehicle.
Well, now, come on. That car is a car. It is what it is. It's built for a very specific reason, be as economical as possible. And I think you have to admit that as a part of reviewing the car.
Okay, yep, I got good gas mileage with it, but part of the reason was because I couldn't bear to drive it.
Oh.
Now, you know, for the price of a smart car, you can buy yourself a nicely outfitted Hyundai Accent, and sure, you're not going to get the same gas mileage, but you are going to get a real car, something you can drive, something you can put groceries in.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, this car's claim to fame is, yeah, it gets about 50 miles per gallon. On the other hand, when I went to fill it up, I discovered that it takes premium.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I mean, it didn't take a lot of it, but it took premium. I thought, what the heck is that?
Yeah.
No, I mean, driving the car is just an ordeal. I mean, the seating position is okay, but you feel like you're... It reminded me of riding in the Tilt-A-Whirl when I was a kid. The transmission, which Smart on their website says is the brand new transmission for better shifting, smoother shifting. I mean, it's like teaching somebody to drive a manual. You start going along, and the first time it shifts, you're just about thrown into the windshield. It's absurd.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I thought they were diesels.
Well, they used to be diesels, no longer.
Oh, okay.
It's a 1,000cc three-cylinder inline engine that cranks out 70 horsepower and 68 pound-feet of torque.
Right.
So you're not going fast in this. And I mean, I will freely admit that car is not designed to go fast. It's designed
right.
to be cheap.
Yeah.
But it's not inexpensive. It may be cheap to run. I don't know whether it's cheap to repair or not, but I know when I took it out on the highway one day, and I felt really exposed in that thing. Yeah, and I was going down our local freeway here,
right.
and I was following a dump truck, and the thing was being blown all over the road.
Right.
Who makes a smart car?
Well, the smart car is marketed, if not made, by Mercedes-Benz, who makes some really fine cars.
Right.
This is just not one of them.
Hmm.
But it does say passion on the side, so, you know, it has that going for it.
And they have clubs for these things. I guess the people that buy these things are all like-minded, so they all get together and...
More power to them. The only smart club I could think of would be the one that they'd have to use to beat me with to get me to take another drive in one.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
I mean, it really is that awful. I try to be positive. Most of my car reviews are positive because it's really hard to find a bad vehicle these days.
Right.
Well, I just did, and I have to say that. Otherwise, I have even less credibility than usual.
It's the Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray, on with the Live 88.5 Startup. And one I'm sure you did like is the Porsche S Boxster.
Yes, I have that right now, and I took it out for a nice little run yesterday and enjoyed it very much. Now, we're talking a car that is not designed for anything other than sportiness and fun.
Right.
And as such, it excels. The people who drive smarts probably cover their heads in horror at the thought of a car like this, but to each his own.
So an amazing ride on this thing, right?
Yeah, the Boxster S, it's more enhanced than the base Boxster. It's a two-seat convertible, mid-engine, so the balance is just superb in this thing. It's like it's hardwired into your brain.
Right.
And since it's the S as opposed to just the base model, it has a little more horsepower. It's 310 horsepower. And, boy, it really goes. Top speed of 272 kilometers an hour. I didn't get anywhere close to that.
Wow.
I would probably be afraid to go anywhere close to that, especially on the street. And my test car actually had that new Porsche automatic transmission, the PDK, which stands for Porsche Doppelkupplung or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a word that makes me glad you can use copy and paste in computers rather than having to type it in because it's a mouthful.
So what does this transmission do?
Well, it's a 7-speed dual-clutch transmission.
Right.
So it's kind of like an automatic, but it's actually in some ways more like a standard than it is an automatic. It has the advantages of both, really. If you just drive, if you're driving in traffic, you leave it in automatic mode, mm-hmm. and it zips up through the gears quickly, right up to 7th gear to save you fuel.
Right.
But if that little strip of highway comes in and you need to pull out to pass, you tromp the gas to the floor, bang, it's down to 2nd gear in just a heartbeat, and you're gone.
No kidding.
You can also drive it in manual mode, which is virtually the same as driving a manual transmission, except there's no clutch.
Right. So it's just like, what, paddle shifters or something?
It has kind of paddle shifters, but you can also use the lever itself to shift.
Right.
It actually has two electronic clutches that are built in. So one handles the odd gears, one handles the even gears. So when you're driving in one gear, the car is getting ready for the next gear.
Right.
And the shift is, it's so fast, it's unbelievable.
No kidding. That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. This is one that I don't want to give this one back.
I bet. A friend of mine had a Boxster years ago and drove it in the winter, and people looked at him like he was nuts, but he loved it.
Oh yeah, the balance in a car like this, especially with all the stability control and that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have the only problem I would have driving it in the winter is that it's going to get really dirty.
Right.
Right.
But it should handle really well in the snow.
What's this one worth?
It's a good set of snow tires. The one I have right now is $85,000. The transmission alone is about $4,600.
No kidding.
Extra. Wow. Otherwise, you get a 6-speed.
Right, right.
Because what's an entry-level Porsche?
Well, the Boxster is the entry-level model, and it starts at, it's a 2.9-liter, 255 horsepower, and it starts at around $60,000. And then you go up from there, and Porsche really nickels and dimes you to death. Well, nickels and dimes, like $100 and $200 you to death.
Yeah.
the universal audio interface, which lets you hook in your iPod,
right.
is $600.
Yeah,
you
wow.
know, Bluetooth, which you can get standard equipment on, like a Mazda 3 pretty well, is another $500-$600. But, if you want a Porsche, you pay that price for it, and I can see why people do, because I just, I love Porsches. I haven't found one yet that I haven't liked.
Awesome.
I've been looking.
Yeah. Keep asking for them.
I'm a little nervous about the Panamera. That's their new four-door sedan.
Oh, yeah?
It is. I haven't seen it in real life yet. I've only seen pictures, and I'm a little scared about that back end. It looks kind of like a large version of the old E-Type Jaguar. I saw it referred to as the Buttster in the person's comments.
And when will you get your mitts on that thing, do you think?
Well, hopefully this winter. It is premiering just about now. Next month, I believe, it's premiering.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll get a review on that from you. It's our Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray, on with the Live 88.5 Startup. And Jim, we'll end with a tip from you. What do you got for us this week?
Well, I was out walking the dog this morning, and it seemed awfully like winter. So besides making my walk short, I thought maybe you should just talk about block heaters and about idling your car, because we are getting into that time of year. So my advice would be, if you're going to idle your car, a lot of people want to do that, get it warmed up, only idle it for a minute or two.
Right.
Otherwise, you might not be warming up the interior enough for you, but that's why there are seat heaters. But you're wasting resources, you're wasting gas, etc. And with a block heater, don't run your block heater all day, all night. It only needs a couple of hours to get the engine block up to temperature. So get a timer for it.
Excellent.
And that way you're not wasting electricity.
Very good. Thanks a lot, Jim. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right. You take care.
It's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher, and the Porsche Boxster S.